is CBS High in the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Dr. Andrew Peake, formerly State Department, formerly NSC. He's traveling in the Middle East, the target zone of reports over these last hours and days. The United Arab Emirates said it had intercepted two ballistic missiles launched by Yemen's Houthi militants, who pledged to, quote, the Houthis pledged to, quote, expand their military operations against adversaries in the Persian Gulf. The missile assault caused no casualties, according to the statement. It was the second Houthi attack on the UAE in a week. The first one was a drone attack that did lead to casualties. Andrew, you are in the target zone. You are in the Gulf, and this appears to be an escalation by the Houthis, a rebel group who dominate in Yemen, formerly a country of 26 million, who knows now with the refugee outflow. And the Houthis are said to be a subset of the Iranian masters in Tehran. Going to drones and going to missiles and attacking the UAE, does this change the landscape in the Middle East?
Well, it is risky, of course. First, on the strategic side, the real impact the missiles could have is if they began to land not in Abu Dhabi, but in Dubai, which of course doesn't have the oil that Abu Dhabi and other Emirates have, that's dependent on tourism and its capacity as a commercial port, and which the image of being destabilized, however localized the damage, the image of being under attack would be a tremendous blow to its revenue, and it already has financial issues. I think it's been bailed out at least once by the Abu Dhabi government. So I think there's a serious strategic risk there, and we're going to be watching that closely. I would say the silver lining for the Emirati government is that, as a PR question and as a matter of international opinion, which a lot of what has shaped the Yemen war, the image of the Saudis invading and massacring civilians with airstrikes and on the ground with Sudanese and other mercenaries. This is the least defensible, most PR positive aspect of the war for the Emirates and by extension for Saudi Arabia. This makes the war about Iran and about the Houthis' abilities, the Houthis' desire to cause civilian casualties, even if they're allegedly targeting air bases here and there. So there's a silver lining here, but the underlying strategic threat is very real.
You mentioned Iran, so immediately let's go to the ongoing talks between the Biden administration and the Islamic Republic about the so-called Iran deal, the JCPOA. Does this escalation by a group that works directly with Iran, that depends upon Iran's resupply armament strategy, does this change the conversation in Vienna or the conversation between our allies, Britain, France, and Germany, with regard to the reawakening of the JCPOA?
It should. It should, absolutely. You know, one of the main reasons we got out of the JCPOA, and I was there, by the way, I was in those discussions, was Iran's regional behavior, the escalation and the atrocities in Syria, the supplying of ballistic missiles to the Houthis, which could help them conduct the attacks like the one we just saw. When you sanction their money, when you drive down particularly their hard currency, those operations become more challenging. It's tougher to buy things for your proxies overseas, particularly advanced weapons. So they should have something to do with the nuclear deal in the sense that it should be an additional warning fill-up for pulling sanctions off of the Iranians. In reality, the Biden administration is doing a little bit the same thing the Obama administration did, which is pretending that these two issues exist totally opposite universes, that the people you're sitting down with in Vienna to discuss Iran's nuclear program are completely different than the people who are supplying missiles to the Houthis to conduct these attacks. And there's, I don't know, maybe a little, there's a little truth about that, but not really. It's the same government. It's the same government doing these things, and the same factors on their end will play into both policies. If it is probably our administration, we would have used this as an opportunity to clamp down harder on the unsanctioned payments that are going to China via illicit oil shipments that are a critical economic lifeline for the Iranians. But I see very little possibility that the people in Vienna will be thinking about that.
Dr. Andrew Peak, formerly State Department, formerly the NSC of the Trump administration, now traveling in the Middle East, commenting on two target zones ongoing. This is fog of war. The statements are all to be suspect. Remember that old rule from the early days of the Afghanistan conflict. The first three reports are wrong. Wait, wait, and wait. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.